Welcome to Ungagged Interviews.
My name is Neil Anderson, and I'm speaking to Arthur West, who is the ex-chair of Scottish CND and an activist in many other areas as well. And we're going to speak to him about the situation in Ukraine at the moment as per nuclear weapons and what's going on. So, good evening, Arthur.
Good evening, Neil.
Hello there. So, just as a general question, what do you think about the situation at the moment? And we know it's absolutely horrific and there's so many people being bombed and killed, etc. But keeping it specific to the kind of nuclear side of the thing, do you think there's a small possibility that it might turn into that or a larger possibility?
I think it's quite difficult to read, but I think probably just now it's a reasonably small possibility, but it's very worrying nonetheless. You know, obviously, you know, Putin's mentioned putting Russia's nuclear weapons on a higher level of alert, which was a very chilling statement to make. So there's a concern about it. And the concern is really that it would be bad news for the whole planet if there was any use of modern-day nuclear weapons, because it's got to be remembered that modern-day nuclear weapons are very powerful, much more powerful than the ones that caused destruction at the end of the Second World War in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And, you know, organisations such as MEDAC, which is a medical campaign on social justice and international issues, they've done, you know, extensive work on the destructive power and the health effects of any use of nuclear weapons. So it's very worrying. And Scottish CND have been producing quite a bit of material recently about what a nuclear exchange would look like in the modern world and the destruction it would cause. And it wouldn't just be the countries involved in the exchange that it would, you know, there would be problems all over the world in terms of the fallout from, you know, the radiation. So it's very, there's no winners in a nuclear exchange.
And do you have any, I don't know, insights or views on the possibility of what they mentioned in the media of tactical nuclear weapons being used in the Ukraine?
Yeah, I mean, this has been because both Russia and America have been developing the idea of tactical nuclear weapons, you know, and what they claim is it's nuclear weapons that can be more specific in their target and don't. They would argue that they don't have the same environmental and health fallout, but you know, we treat that within peace movement circles and Scottish CND circles with deep scepticism, because I think, you know, modern day nuclear weapons, whatever form they come in, are very powerful, weapons. So, and I think this, you know, there's language around the development of tactical nuclear weapons that I find very, very disturbing. And to the best of our knowledge, you know, there are, you know, movements in you know, in that direction. Yeah. So that would be very worrying. A nuclear weapons exchange, modern day nuclear weapons exchange, is very, very bad news for countries and individuals on our planet.
Yeah, I would very much agree with you there. So if the situation escalated and we get into what President Biden has sort of called World War III, and, you know, the Russian side or Putin on his own, depending on whatever he thinks about it, decided to deploy sort of nuclear weapons. Do you think the UK, and certainly from my perspective from being in Glasgow in central Scotland, there would be a real risk of the, at least the nuclear bases, the military bases in Scotland being targeted.
Yeah, I think there is that possibility. I mean, I remember a former foreign secretary of the Tory party, Hammond, you know, foreign minister. One of his arguments against North Korea and the worries they had about North Korea developing nuclear weapons, he said, well, developing nuclear weapons, giving North Korea as an example, makes you a target. So it seemed to be that North Korea was a target, but, you know, so what does that make Scotland? so it would be very, yeah, it could be, you know, and that's the worry. That's one of the CND arguments about the nuclear weapons. It's the argument is that it does make it as a target. Our argument is that most countries in the world don't have them. Why have we still got them? Most countries in the world don't have them. Indeed, there's over 100 countries have signed the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. The general moves in the world are against nuclear weapons. There's also this, whether Britain would be able to use nuclear weapons without the US say so is also, you know, an important point, because there's doubts about that, because the missiles are leased from the United States. They're also, Britain's nuclear weapons are assigned to NATO, you know, which is dominated by the US. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing becomes very confusing, and it really, you know, the best, why don't we just join other countries, the most other countries in the world? Because this is the thing, you know, you hear some of the voices that you hear in the media, it's as if, you know, it's commonplace to have nuclear weapons, and yet that's not the case. The vast majority of countries don't actually have them. And as I say, there's moves to strengthen that position. What they do is they make the world an uncertain place, because there's worries about them being used, but there's also worries that something accidental could happen, you know, that there could be, a near miss, because, you know, signals get misinterpreted. And in Scotland, we have this position where we have the warheads on Scottish roads, you know, these nuclear convoys moving about quite a lot. So there's a community health and safety issue as well as Scotland. So as well as Scotland probably being a target, there's also a health and safety risk. They also cost, what was it? It's about $2 to $3 billion a year to maintain. I mean, that's money that could be much better spent in education, NHS, community care. You know, it's astonishing amounts of money. And what we find in CND is that the cost argument is helps you sometimes. If you put the cost argument to people, you can sometimes bring quite a lot of people with you, because they can see that argument about, well, this money could be better spent. So it's quite an effective argument to use. And Scottish CND have done work. Emma Coburn, who's now moved on to work for the Campaign Against the Arms Trade, but she worked for a wee while for Scottish CND. Yep. And Emma did a bit of work on, here's Trident expenditure, here's what it could do for the NHS, or here's what it could do for education, you know, and it was a series of leaflets that she produced around that we used very effectively on the streets, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think on Ungagged, we did speak to her at one point for a podcast.
Yeah.
So made a lot of sense. Right. Go into the second bit about the peace camp then, just in case, don't get him, not the whatever you're going to say, the peace camp is anything not worthy. But just if we can talk about that, just in case we can't get MDLs on that, if that's okay with you.
No problem, Neil.
Uh-huh. So, I get into it. Right. This year, we're coming up for the 40th anniversary of the peace camp at Fazeley Nuclear Base. And it has had, 40-year history. There's been a lot of things that have happened in that time. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I mean, the peace camps involved many people down the years. You know, I take my hat off to them because it's people who, some people have been there for quite a while. Some people were there and then they moved on. But I mean, it's pretty rough conditions, particularly in a Scottish winter. There's people who stay there and they use it as a base, if you like, across from the nuclear base to do a number of activities. And, you know, 40 years, it's the thing about the peace camp, peace camp's totally kind of autonomous, you know, so the people who are there at any given time, plus those who have maybe been there and still take an interest, they make the decisions in terms of, you know, what they're going to do, what kind of actions that they're going to take. And, you know, from down the years, we've had, you know, non-violent direct action, quite a number of actions. But one of the things that they really deserve credit for is that for a number of years, and this is not maybe that well known in kind of Scottish peace and kind of progressive circles, is that every Wednesday from 4 to 5, when the shifts, the main shift is coming out, the peace camp, usually supported by, you know, often at one time people from Helensburgh CND, but some other people sometimes make it from other parts of the country. I mean, I used to go on a regular basis, but Wednesday's not a very good day for me now because I'm running about after grandchildren. But anyway, if I can make it a name, it's 4 till 5 anyway, Neil, and it's a vigil. So outside the main gate with placards and a banner. And so you got workers coming out in the buses, but you get some workers walking out. So sometimes there's a bit of a conversation with some of the workers, peaceful protest, but a presence there once a week, every week of the year, the Wednesday vigil. And, you know, the peace camp has done a lot of other things down the years. You know, there's been actions where people have got arrested for lying down in the road. They've organised, you know, some events where there's been some music and culture involved. They've organised, along with people from Scottish CND, you know, when I say tours of the base, it's going around, you know, the kind of perimeter of the base, you know, where things can be pointed out in the peace camp. You know, people are maybe there on the bus explaining, you know, that's what this facility, that's what that part of the facility is about. So hopefully it keeps on going, but the conditions are really, you know, they're really, really arduous. And it's people, and there's a number of people come from other countries and stay for a while at the peace camp. So this year, 40th anniversary, I mean, I think there'll be a few things that will be happening. I mean, just now, there's not very many people staying there just now. I think there's maybe about 3 permanent residents, but people come and go. I mean, I would want to just kind of mark up that, for instance, Edinburgh CND and Aberdeen CND, or North East CND, as they now are, North East Scotland CND, they are very supportive in the sense of doing visits, but also going with tins of food, helping sometimes with, you know, clearing the place up and so on. And you know, so that is really good. That's really good work that they do. So yeah, the peace camp's there, and I think it's there. It's a testimony to the continuing campaign to get rid of these weapons of mass destruction, these murderous weapons from Scotland, you know, and it's an important part of the peace movement, and full credit to folk that have managed to make a contribution to it, you know. There's also, there's a friends group as well that people can opt into as well, you know, there's a sort of, that's kind of how Edinburgh and Northeast Glasgow, Northeast Scotland CND, that's they're sort of part of the Friends network.
Thank you very much for everything that you have said this evening, Arthur, and cheers.
A few quid keeps us going. Donate at paypal.me/ungagged left.